Welcome back, everybody, to our Browns Town Hall here on Channel 3. Game day experience. The Browns wanted to be better, more efficient, and more fun for you at the stadium. And to help do that and give us the information, Browns president Alec Shiner joins us. And welcome to Cleveland, Alec.
Thank you, Jim.
Great to have you here. Well, we have many Browns fans who have attended many games at Browns Stadium. I'm sure you have many questions about Browns Stadium. Dave, what do you have?
We do, Jimmy. Thank you very much. I'm with John Sage. He's been a fan for 50 years. I mean, clearly a long time. And you have a question for Alec.
Yes. With all the changes at the stadium, will you be able to make the entry easier through the screening?
John, thanks for your support. Thanks for being a fan. We think we will. We've done a few things this offseason that we think will get people into the stadium faster. Number one, we're adding 44 screening chutes and 20 turnstiles. We think that'll get about 4,000 people in every 15 minutes, more than we had in the past. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to add express lanes for people that don't have bags. And then final thing we're doing, which is we're adopting NFL policy on the transparent bags, but we're going to buy the transparent bags for our seat holders, one per account. We think that'll make a big difference.
All right, so that is a big issue this year. That is new this year. Now in the NFL, they are very, very concerned about bags coming in, maybe an offshoot of the Boston Marathon tragedy, but certainly vigilant on safety coming into the stadium.
That's right, Jimmy. And we think it'll be a safer environment, mm-hmm. but we also think it'll get people into the stadium faster, so there's a benefit from the new rule.
Absolutely. All right, Dave.
All right, Jimmy, thank you. Karen Protaiva, member of the Twinsburg Browns backers, welcome. Thanks for being here. What is your question?
Hi, Alex. Are you going to be changing the uniforms this season?
Ah, the uniform question. I knew it was coming. Here we go.
I had no idea.
Oh, it's coming.
Hey, Karen, thanks for the question. We are looking at everything with respect to our organization and our brand. We're in the process of that. The uniforms won't change this season, though.
All right. What do you think about that, folks? Is every, you know, a little round of applause. Would you like to see the uniforms change?
No.
All right. Well, there's your answer. What if they changed this way? What if we wore these kind of socks? What do you think? Incidentally, let me just point out, that's not so easy to do, change the uniform, right?
No, it's not. You have to go through a whole process with mm-hmm. the league and with Nike,
yeah.
the league supplier.
I mean, and it takes time. I mean, you have to petition the NFL to do it, and they have to take a look at it. Dave, you all set with another question?
I am, Jim. Thank you. It's Sean Watkins now joining me, and he's also a member of the Twinsburg Browns backers. Sean, thanks for being here. What is your question for Alec?
Hello. Yes, yeah, so I just want to know, will we be getting better Wi-Fi and cell connections at their stadium?
Mm. Good question. Sean, how are you? Thanks for asking. We will have better cell service at the stadium this year. We've added a cell tower for Verizon. We've upgraded AT&T's cell tower. We think that'll make a big difference for people with their mobile devices. And then we'll test it throughout the season. And if we need to add Wi-Fi, we will.
All right. That's good news. That is very good news for people that have talked about that a great deal. You obviously have listened to the fans. The fans have come to you and said, hey, listen, there's some things that we'd like to see happen there.
Jimmy, we have two things that we're doing in the organization. We have a priority on the fans as an organization. We hired a VP of fan experience to show how highly we hold that. And number two, we're going to listen to our fans. So we're on social media. We send out surveys. We do everything we can to get feedback, and then we'll take that feedback and use it.
Alec, let me just ask you this. A characterization of Cleveland Browns Stadium, now First Energy Stadium, the home of the Cleveland Browns. Built in 1999, it had to be built very quickly. Remember, we were on a tight timeline to get that up. Can it be improved?
Yes, it can. And we're in the process of improving it. Then we're spending a lot of time looking at how we can improve it even more drastically in the future.
And real quickly, the game day experience, the introduction of players and music and things, that's very important in the NFL, and I know you're going after that too.
This is probably the most important aspect of what we're doing because this translates to the field. And we know we have the best fans in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We want to have the best home field advantage in the NFL.
Okay, and that is going to be something that we will be seeing a week from tonight when the Browns open up their preseason. And we hope that you'll all be there. And if you can't be there, we hope you'll all be with us right here on Channel 3. When the Browns take on the St. Louis Rams, we'll have the pregame huddle coming up at 7 o'clock and the kickoff at 8. I want to thank you all for joining us for a very special evening. But most importantly, I want to thank the Cleveland Browns, Alec, Joe Banner, Jimmy Haslam, Michael Lombardi, head coach Rob Chudzinski, and all of our Browns fans here in the studio for being a part of the show with some absolutely fantastic questions. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I hope you had a great time. And I want to thank all of you for watching. Enjoy the season. This has been a presentation of Channel 3 Sports, the voice of the fan, Cleveland Browns.